six, 7 years old, we cut an old man's grain every year. And he always, he had that scythe, I guess you'd call it, and he had us about a 10-foot swath plumb around his field.
Didn't want to have waste.
No, sir, he didn't waste no stock. He done that before we got there.
Well, now, there's something there that I never seen, but it used to be done. Now, that was before thrashing machines invented and anywhere in the country, did it?
Yeah, we didn't have none there then.
They'd put this grain, after they cut it, they'd put it up there, you know, and somewhere and stack it. And then they'd just get on a horse, you'd get on a horse and leave one or two and just go round and round there. Tromp it out, and the fella come along and shake it with a fork, you know, and come around. And that'd thrash that stuff out that way. I never were lucky enough to see any of that.
I never did either.
And I think that was slow.
Oh, it was slow.
That old man could cut a bundle of feet with that thing though before you know it. Seemed me like he'd make four or five licks of that thing and he'd have a bundle. He tied her up, shocked her up.
I remember old man that wrote how, I think it's something else I never seen running. I never seen one of them craters running.
Boy, well, I bet that's hard on a bag.
Yeah, they're heavier than them.
They're heavier than them side bags.
They'd catch it, pile it for you. I think I've seen one or two in there just a little.
Then in modern times now.
Yeah. 40 acres used to be a big farm.
Well, that damn right.
Boy, I can see why.
That's right.
What'd you use for lights before you got electricity?
Oh, kerosene lamps. Finally got these here, what do you call them, Aladdin lamps?
Yeah, yeah. Coleman.
Aladdin lamps.
Gasoline lanterns.
Boy, they were dandy, weren't they? What'd you do before you had kerosene?
Well, I never seen it done a time or two, but I've seen them, I don't think we ever did do that. But I've seen them put tallow in a saucer, twist up a little piece of cotton.
I've seen that, would run out of kerosene or something, and so fix them up that way.
Boy, I bet that's dismal.
It was. That was black smoke curling up.
Yeah, black everything in the house.
I'll tell you, it wasn't much light. You could just kind of get around when you got used to it.
Yeah.
You didn't do much reading by that.
Yeah. You make out the furniture, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And them old lamps a long time ago when I was just a little kid, you couldn't see very much of them.
That's right, you had to be up together.
Them little old spindly globes, they finally come out of them bigger globes, made better light.
Yeah, and the smell. I remember that. What did your mother carry her coins in?
Oh, I don't believe they had coin purses them days. Tell you the truth, I expect it was a tobacco sack.
Didn't have many coins, huh?
That wasn't many coins to carry either. I expect she used a Bull Durham or a Duke's Mixer tobacco sack. That's what Dad smoked all the time. But he'd taken a sack a day.
Yeah, there's not much tobacco in one of those little fellas.
I've used them to get out a couple of feet, get a little dab of money together. I'd put her in one of them Bull Durham sacks and tie her up.
Yeah, our kids sure like those, fill them full of sand, play with them. Did your mother ever have any ornaments that she wore around her neck?
Oh, she had beads a time or two, and had some ear bobs and things once or twice, I didn't like them. Why don't you ask me about the dresses?
Oh.